Due to mandates made necessary by the COVID-19 pandemic, this program has been pre-recorded for presentation at this time. All of us here at KRVS hope that all of you and your families are safe and well. Welcome to the Blues Box. I'm Raoul Breaux, and we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We start off by going back to 1989 and a little number here that garnered John Lee Hooker and a few others a Grammy Award.
With you, baby, I don't want to be with no one else. I can't get my thrill, baby. I'm looking to be with you. Go night time, right time. Oh, Lord, to be with the one you love. I'm in the mood, baby.
Some of your love. himself. He's letting you know he ain't gonna be no help. Look out. Get rid of sunny day friends. These are folks on whom you cannot depend. Look out. Beware sunny weather friends. Look out. Get rid of sunny weather friends.
From Houston, Texas, that was Diona Greenleaf from her disc Trying to Hold On. That disc came out in 2011. She's been active in the blues for a number of years, really fine vocalist. She was preceded by John Lee Hooker, along with Bonnie Raitt and Roy Rogers, all three of them on guitars, Bonnie on slide, and of course, John Lee and Bonnie on vocals. That was In the Mood. An old John Lee Hooker classic, one that he revived. He had recorded that as a single back in 1951 and got to number one on the R&B charts. At that time, it was said that was probably his best-selling ever single. And, of course, by 1989, at the time this album came out, the Healer, John Lee Hooker was mainly recycling old blues and not making that much of a dent in the blues world. I mean, he was well-established, but hadn't had any really, really good hits. And this particular disc and that song in particular, I'm in the Mood, that 1989 arrangement, That won all of them a Grammy and got a lot of great attention for Hooker and Raitt and others, too. And, of course, on the title track of that disc, Carlos Santana was a special guest. We're going to turn to Santana guesting on a Buddy Guy disc called Living Proof. This disc came out back in 2010. From that disc, here's Buddy Guy doing a number called Where the Blues Begins. And, again, also Carlos Santana on guitar.
Take a man and a woman that just can't get along. Sick and tired of doing each other wrong. Hateful words are spoken, precious vows are broken, till they both left alone in the end. Oh, this is where the blues begin. A young man on the street, trying hard to make his way. Out there in this mean old world, it gets harder every day. He tried to fight a good fight, keep his pride and do right. But the dark side keep closing in. Oh, this is where the blues begin. Where the blues begin, way down on the bottom. You got to struggle to survive. Where the blues begin, hard luck and trouble takes its toll on a life. It's that same old fight, and you know you just can't win. This is where the blues begin.
Henry Gray and the Cats from a disc called Watch Yourself that came out in 2001. Henry, of course, from Baton Rouge at the time, originally from Kenner. He was one of the Chicago blues pianists of the 1950s. He had started in, the early 50s and ended up working for Howling Wolf on and off for many, many years, from 1956 to 1968, at which time he moved back to Louisiana. And Henry passed away this past February. February was 95 years old at the time. Unfortunately, there are some other losses among the crew on this disc. Buck Senegal also has since passed away. Buck was on guitar. Also, Brian Bruce on blues harp and Andy Cornett on bass. Again, Henry Gray and the Cats. Before we heard Henry Gray, we heard Buddy Guy, along with special guest Carlos Santana from Buddy's disc Living Living Proof. We heard Buddy do a number called Where the Blues Begins. Next year on KRVS, we heard Henry Gray from Baton Rouge. Buddy lived in Baton Rouge for a while back in the 50s. We're going to turn next to another Baton Rouge denizen. This time, Larry Garner from a disc called Once Upon the Blues. Here's Larry Garner with an interesting composition called Edward Had a Shotgun.
But would still have blisters if I took his gun to school. We didn't mess with his bullets. He didn't lock up his shotgun shell. He didn't lock up his bullets because we didn't mess with shotgun shell. One thing I remember, y'all, I gave his toolbox hell.
No.
Perfect for you. That was Scott Ellison from a brand new disc called Skyline Drive. Ellison's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's been recording blues for a few decades now. We heard Larry Garner just before hearing Scott Ellison, Larry from Baton Rouge and from his disc Once Upon the Blues. He did a number for us called Edward Had a Shotgun. That's the way it's supposed to work in families. Anyway, interesting songwriter, Larry Garner. Next year on KRVS, Shamika Copeland, the daughter of the late Johnny Copeland, the Texas guitarist and blues man, from her disc 33 and a half, so named because that was her age when it came out in 2012. Here's Shamika Copeland with I Sing the Blues.
Fun. sure wish my daddy had lived. Bought his land in New York, but it's too late now. My daddy's dead and he can talk. I wish you could have seen me. Dude, apologize. But a grave digger's got him and he can't come back. Talking about my daddy, Grand Spivey, Grand Spivey died. He was a strong boss on the Galveston Wharf. Everybody knew him as a crow high boss. Beaver told me he was the lousiest sex he ever seen. He wouldn't do no work. He laid under the hatch and talking about my daddy, Grand Spivey, Grand Spivey died. But that 1900 storm whipped my daddy good. Lord, that 1900 storm whipped my daddy good. While running out of Galveston, Texas, into a Houston neighborhood, daddy cried, Lord, I can't move no more. Lord, 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 you know I can't move no more. I got these nine little babies. Oh, where can a poor man go? And call New York my home.
Anna and Milton Popovic from a disc called Blues Room that came out back in 2015. Both Anna and her father Milton, they're originally from Belgrade, Yugoslavia, came to the U.S. via the Netherlands, and Anna has settled in Memphis. That was a number called Grant Spivey. Grant Spivey worked for the railroad. He was a flagman. He was also a musician, and he was the father of Victoria Spivey, who would come to great fame during the 1920s as a blues and jazz singer. We heard Shamika Copeland just before hearing Anna and Milton Popovic. We heard Shamika doing a number called I Sing the Blues. And next year, who else would we have but Victoria Spivey? We're going to listen to her do a number called Bloodhound Blues. She performed and recorded with some of the greats of that era of the 20s, Louis Armstrong, King Oliver, Lonnie Johnson, and others. And her career spanned several decades. Victoria Spivey here on KRVS with Bloodhound Blues.
Well, I poisoned my man. I put it in his drink. Now I'm in jail. And I can't keep from thinking. I poisoned my man. I put it in his drinking cup. Well, it's easy to go to jail, but Lord, they done sent me up. Well, I broke out of my cell when the jailer turned his back. I broke out of my cell when the jailer turned his back. from jail. Well, I know I done wrong, but he kicked me and flagged my I done it in a passion. I thought it was a fashion. I know I've done wrong, but he kicked me and flagged my But if the bloodhounds ever catch me in the lefty jail, I'll die.
Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Well, Christ is my burden bearer. He's my only friend. Till the end of my sorrow, he tells me to lean on him. Oh, trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end. God's my strong protection. He's my bosom friend. Trouble all around me, I know, take me in. Oh, trouble soon be over. Sorrow will. The same God that David served will give me a rest someday. Christian life, take Jesus for my Savior. My burden will be light. I'll
trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end.
Will have an end.
Trouble soon be over. Sorrow will have an end.
My burden may be heavy. My enemies crush me down.
Sinead O'Connor from a disc called God Don't Never Change, the songs of Blind Willie Johnson. And that one, Trouble Will Soon Be Over, is one that Johnson recorded in Atlanta, Georgia, during his last recording session back in April of 1930. Before we heard Sinead O'Connor, we heard Victoria Spivey doing a number called Bloodhound Blues. And next year on KRVS, let's turn to Blind Willie Johnson. He started recording in December of 1927 and had like six recording sessions, if I remember right. The last one was the one in Atlanta. We're going to go to the second one. This one took place in Dallas, Texas, back in December of 1928. Here is Blind Willie Johnson along with Willie B. Harris Johnson, an amazing slide guitarist of his, one of the early slide guitarists to record such scintillating sounds. Here he is with a number called Lord, I Just Can't Keep From Crying. Blind Willie Johnson.
But I just can't keep from crying sometimes.
But I just can't keep from crying sometimes. And my heart full of sorrow, and my heart filled with tears, I keep from crying sometimes. My mother often told me, angel born this life away, to set our wedding compilation, but trust in God and pray. I'm on the king's highway, I'm trusting him every day, cause I just can't keep from crying sometimes. Well, I just can't keep from crying sometimes. When my heart's full of sorrow and my heart's filled with tears, Lord, I just can't keep from crying. I'm mother, she's in glory, thank God I'm on my way. Father, he's gone too, and so that she could not stay. I'm trusting him every day, he will bear my burden way. Church, I just can't keep from crying sometimes. Well, I just can't keep from crying sometimes. When my heart full of sorrow and my heart filled with tears, I keep from crying sometimes. I thought when she first left me, I'd grieve a little while. Soon it all would be over, I'd done it out with a smile. But the thoughts as I get older, I think of what I told her, and I just can't keep from crying sometimes. Well, I just can't keep from crying sometimes. When my heart full of sorrow and my heart filled with tears, Lord, I just can't keep from crying sometimes.
Well, I'm gonna build
right on that shore,
right on that shore,
right on that shore.
I'm gonna build
right on that shore,
right on that shore,
right on that shore.
I'm gonna
build for my Jesus,
build for my Jesus
evermore.
You know I'm gonna pray
right on that shore,
right on that shore,
pray right on hey. That shore.
I'm gonna pray,
pray right
child,
on shore,
right on that shore,
pray right on that shore.
Well, I'm gonna pray for my Jesus,
pray for my Jesus evermore.
Well, I was walking down the road one day when I heard Master's voice. Spirit came upon me, filled my heart with joy. I started out for Canaan on that celestial shore. I'm gonna build for my Jesus,
for my Jesus.
Oh, just let me build
right on that shore,
right on that shore.
I wanna build
right on that shore.
Said I wanna build for my Jesus,
for
oh, just let me pray
right on that shore.
Whoa, I wanna pray
right
on that
shore.
Lord, said I wanna
pray
for my Jesus
evermore.
Well, I stood upright and I stood for God, and I'm standing
on
here today. Tell you what, how Jesus walked that straight and narrow way. I can't turn back and I won't turn around. I'm gonna stand right on that shore. I'm gonna stand
for my Jesus
evermore.
Oh,
let me stand
right on that shore.
Oh, let me stand right on that shore. Said I wanna stand
for my Jesus
evermore.
Well, when
this building is completed, I'm going home to live with God.
Tell
him
about my troubles down in the land I taught. Just soon as the feast tracks, I am gonna live forevermore. I'm gonna live for Jesus, for my Jesus.
Yeah, let me live right on that shore. Whoa, live right on that shore. Said I wanna live for my Jesus,
for my Jesus evermore.
The gospel group The Soul Stirrers recorded in March of 1951, I'm Going to Build Right on That Shore. They had with them a young Sam Cooke, whose fortunes would certainly amaze just about everybody. They could see him in a few years' time, but what a talent, what a talent. We heard Blind Willie Johnson just prior to hearing The Soul Stirrers with Sam Cooke. We heard Blind Willie Johnson recorded in 1928 in Dallas doing a number called Lord, I Just Can't Keep From Crying. One of the most amazing of the televangelists and also a very rare slide guitarist for the state of Texas. Next here on KRVS, we just heard The Soul Stirrers. We're going to move on up to 2002 and the Grammy Award-winning Blind Boys of Alabama. From their disc, this one's Higher Ground. Here are the Blind Boys of Alabama with Wade in the Water.
Wade in the water, come on and wade
in the water, children, wade.
Children, wait. Nobody knows my troubles but me and the Lord above. It's just about midnight when I begin to rain. It's just about midnight when I begin to rain. Yes, I'm thinking about my daddy down in that lonesome grave.
May of 1928. That was Blind Blake on guitar and Bertha Henderson on vocals with a number called That Lonesome Rave. Blind Blake, one of the most astounding guitarists to record during that period from 26 to 32. He recorded with Paramount Records. Had a ragtime style on guitar. Just, again, a phenomenal player. Before we heard Blind Blake, we heard the Blind Boys of Alabama from the disc Higher Ground. They did a rendition of Wade in the Water. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We're on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and we are online. Our website is at krvs.org. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and we are member-supported public radio, thanks to those of you who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. If you're not a member and you enjoy what you hear, we hope that you'll consider pledging your financial support and helping us keep these programs going. You can do so online, and again, that's krvs.org. Terry Robb up next from a disc called Confessing My Dues. He has a tribute to Blind Blake, a number called The Death of Blind Arthur. Terry Robb.
Thank you. Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
For 2 hours of true word sound power, classic heavyweight Rasta reggae radio, it's Jamon here on KRVS. Cecil here, chairing the Churchill Gathering every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or Saturday mornings 1 to 3 a.m. Heavyweight sound and lifted spirits guaranteed. Jamon here on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.